Good morning, family. As we come into January, today they're predicting a huge snowstorm in Grand Rapids. And so we are reminded that in the midst of the storm, our God is the one who walks on top of our storms. And no matter what we face, he is the one that leads us through it. And so I pray today that you are experiencing a close and intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father, and that you are experiencing just his nearness in your life. I want to talk a little bit about a disciple as a patient follower of Jesus. John 13, Satan had just entered Judas, and Judas had left the upper room to conspire with the Pharisees and to betray Jesus. Jesus declares that now the glorification of the Father and the Son was coming. And so because it is the obedience of the cross and the power of the resurrection that truly speaks to the world about who Jesus really was as God's Son. Jesus then says in verse 33, he says, "My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come." Peter says, "Where are you going?" And Jesus doesn't answer the question, but like always responds with the truth. Says, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter replies, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay my life down for you." I remember when I started at the Bible College in 1995. In fact, it was in the winter of 95 that I started. And it was soon after I started that we had an interesting chapel. The professor that was teaching that day had years of experience and had seen many graduating groups that had come and gone. And he said something that was interesting. He said, "I know that right now you're all starting to learn some things that are exciting your heart and that they are causing you to begin to wonder, why am I here in this Bible college when I should be out in the field sharing the gospel?" His whole point was the fact that, I guess it really is two things. First of all, don't run ahead of God. But that even the Bible college was a process that was a part of the journey. That as you grew in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, that you were growing in knowing him more and becoming more prepared to do the work that God had called you to do. The Bible College had statistics on the success of people in ministry, and they said that people who had the patience to wait and to grow and to let God lead were the ones that were more successful in the field. And I think that's a little bit a part of, I would call, is the journey of sanctification. It's letting the Holy Spirit teach you and give you patience to wait upon the Lord and letting him lead and guide your heart. Oswald Chambers says, "Never run before God gives you his directions. If you have the slightest doubts, then he's not guiding. Whenever there's doubt, wait." I think it's this. When we first come to know the Lord, obviously there's an inspiration of our heart. The Bible says that we have become new creations in Christ Jesus. The old is gone and the new has come. But we also know that there's a process of putting off the old and putting on the new. And Oswald Chambers kind of refers to that as two different draws that are in our life. There's the draw of the natural devotion and the draw of the, the depth of the spiritual devotion. The natural devotion is the natural attraction that we had initially to Jesus Christ, where we were drawn to him. Our hearts were warmed by the fact that we had been living without him for so long that his presence is something that we didn't really understand we needed, and yet we now know. But there's kind of a natural draw to that, a natural fulfillment. But there's also a spiritual fulfillment, and that is something that takes a little bit longer. That is something that grows you in the whole sanctification process, in which you realize in a deeper way your greatest need for Christ in your life. I remember in my life, I battled with an addiction, and I remember thinking at one point in time, well, if I get over this one thing, then my whole life will be different. And as God was leading me through the process, he said, Andersma, the addiction is not the only thing that needs transformation. I need to work on your character also. And as I was opened up to that, I was really glad that it wasn't all at one time, because I probably would have become very depressed. In this process of growing in the spiritual devotion, I think that there is a thing that kind of naturally happens that is so important. And that is, sometimes people feel like life is passing them by. And I think that's what the students at the Bible college felt like it's passing us by and we got to get out there. I often tell new believers, don't worry, life is not passing you by. Wait on the Lord and he will bring about his will for your life. In fact, a good friend reminded me one time in 1 Thessalonians 4:3, that it's God's will that you should be sanctified. It is God's will that you grow in his grace and knowledge to our Lord Jesus Christ, is what the apostle Peter says. And so if you remember going back to John 13, Peter said to the Lord that in this interaction with him from John 13, he said, I would die for you, right? So he was like, man, I am spiritually ready. I am spiritually on fire. I'm ready to do this. But if it was only a day later that he was found denying Christ with curses and oaths. But then over 40 days later, anointed with the Holy Spirit, Peter was the one who stood up and preached a message that 3,000 people were drawn unto Christ. And then after that, he was imprisoned and he followed Christ with his whole life. And actually, at the end of his life, actually did go where Jesus had gone. And he was crucified. And it is reported that Peter would not be crucified in the same position as Jesus was, but he was upside down crucified. So without the Holy Spirit growing us, we would never be his disciples. Today, you may be tempted to run ahead of God, but don't do it. Stay right where you're at. Let him have his way with you. It will grow you into the disciple that he wants you to be. And he will move you from your natural devotion to him to a spiritual, deep-rooted devotion that will be the strength that he gives you through his Spirit to walk and to live the life that he's called you to. By the way, don't worry. Life's not passing you by. God is the giver of life. He won't miss you. There's a few proverbs that I had kind of looked up even this morning, just about patience, and just listen to a couple of proverbs we end our time. Proverbs 25:15 says, through patience, a ruler can be persuaded. And so it's patience that we need, even in times of talking with others. Proverbs 20, verse 6 says, many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find, somebody who's patient, who's at it, who's just going along, trusting God, staying in the midst of it. And then Proverbs 19:11, a person's wisdom yields patience. And I think that's what I'm trying to really get at today, is the fact that it's God's wisdom who gives us patience to keep going, believing that he's got a plan for our life and allowing the depth of sanctification from the point of salvation moving forward to be worked out every day. Children of God, you are dearly loved. And I pray that today that you will have patience to continue to walk with the one who loves you so. Amen. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we love you. We thank you that you're a God that calls your people. Your call is effectual, and it does not let us go. Our trust is not in our own ability, but in your ability in us. And so, Lord, we work in through salvation. We work in partnership with you to grow in your grace and knowledge every day, knowing you more deeper, so that Father, we can follow you more near. We believe you're moving us. We believe you have a plan and a purpose that was made before the foundations of the earth. You're the one that puts the good works together. Let us trust in the fact that we are your workmanship, created to do them. And may we follow you, believing that you will bring forth in our life the fruit that you're calling us to do. We love you and we trust you. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.